The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" Think about it. If you don't believe and you think something pleasant is going to happen at the end of your life, think again. You're going to end up in the grave, trapped alive as a spirit in the grave, or in the crematorium oven, or haunting your family or friends or others. If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" So again, if you at some point in your life took some sort of a decision, maybe went forward to an altar call or something, and since then you've just lived life as though the Almighty doesn't exist, why do you think something pleasant's going to happen when you die? Outer darkness is a horrible place, forever and ever and ever. Black, cold, unpleasant. If you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may know as Jesus. Fabulous. Worth working for. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." We're going to talk more about this tonight. The program is Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah, Part 2. This broadcast continues to discuss the subject of the demographics of the kingdom on earth. This is the overview. We look at wise stewards and see that there are only 200,000 on the planet. Then we look at good and faithful servants and see that there are only 5,000. Overcomers, there are only 20 and one friend. We then discuss that true belief is on the point of dying out and see that most believers and most unbelieving believers are women. We note that many of the stronger believers are joined to unsuitable spouses. It is discussed that the core religious truths are all upheld by the Shemite peoples. And then we note that of the 5,020 strongest believers, all are in great error, weak and ineffectual. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant and business executive. I have 27 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, I married an unbeliever and subsequently became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve Father faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. See also https://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com and then click on the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts. That's relationship with creator. Say again. relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Questions from last week's program. Jasper asked, are demons and ghosts the same thing? Well, yes and no. The things that we call ghosts are demons, but the way ghosts are described in comic books, etc., is not entirely the way demons are. For example, demons can't pass through solid objects, and they have no self-motive power. So what we experience as demonic movement is a combination of demonic and satanic, where satanic are fallen angels, fallen messengers. Seth asked, when you say why he created us, it seems like he created us to be playmates for him, and he is seeing who he is worth being friends with. Is this the case? Seth, to a point, but I wouldn't use the word playmates. He created us to be friends. He created us to be highly intelligent beings who could reason with him, who could create with him, who could do things with him. Think of Noah creating that marvelous and very sophisticated timber ship. That's the sort of person he's looking for, people who will do sophisticated projects with him. And yes, he is seeking who is worthy of being his friend, absolutely. Saul asks, I'm still confused on all of this. I understand we need to change the way we refer to things and change our ways, but where do we start? Saul, start where you are right now. This program is a good place to start. If you go onto the Area podcast or go onto the Area web, onto the website, basically, if you started with the first broadcast in October the year before last and just followed through all the broadcasts, you would get a deeply mapped out journey of how you can grow. Simpler than that, go to the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty on the website. It's on the main menu towards the bottom, and download that article and start putting that into practice. I'm confident that if you put into practice everything in that article with the fasts and everything that goes with it, within a couple of years you will be very close to Father. Pam asks, if it is wrong to say and do things the way we've been taught, why was it taught to us that way? Well, Pam, the fact is Satan is in control on earth, and Satan has been directing things, and so Satan has been ensuring that we're taught the wrong things. The demons, the fallen messengers, satanic. Francis says, I'm beginning to like the song the more I hear it. That's the UK blessing. Francis, yes, it's a very powerful song and a very powerful prayer. Naomi says, I will need to hear this more to know for sure if I feel it in my spirit. I'm not sure of the part that sounds more like a rap part. Naomi, I would be careful of feeling it in your spirit. Unless you are very sanctified, very close to Father, you can get seriously misled by being led by feelings. And the bit that sounds like a rap part, don't get too fazed with it. It is a powerful prayer. That's just the way that particular person has chosen to pray it. Rather focus on the words. The thing with that whole song is the words are very powerful. It is a very powerful prayer. Jasmine says, do you have other songs you can introduce to us? Jasmine, on the website, there's a page called Recommended Worship. If you click on that, you will find about 20 songs, and there's a zip file that you can download with those songs that you can play. And I have them on my phone, and I listen to them all the time. I have them on my hi-fi at home, and I listen to them all the time. Missy asked, do you feel his feelings? It seems like you get upset at times. Yes, Missy, I do feel his feelings, not always. Sometimes he allows me to feel his heart. So sometimes I feel his pain, his tears, his anger. The other day, I felt deeply his grief that so few of those people who were singing this powerful song actually had a relationship with him. Very, very, very taxing at times. I've sat in a theater and felt his anger at what was being portrayed, various other things. Lester asked, do they not make it into heaven because the teaching is not correct? That is absolutely so. The vast majority of people who are not going to make it into heaven are not going to make it into heaven because they've been taught the wrong things. Francis says, in seeing things you have spoken about, I think I'm a lot further away from the Lord than I thought I was. Francis, that's a good place to be. You're absolutely right. You are. I don't have to know you. As you'll see later on in this program tonight, nobody, or virtually nobody, is in any way close to Father, and they're a lot further away than they think they were. Missy said, I feel dirty and far from the Almighty again. Missy, you're on the mark there. You are. Again, I don't know you, but just about everybody on the planet is. Get the article on seven components of drawing close to Yah. It's about 70 pages. If you go behind the home page, you'll find that there is a PDF you can download. And just put it into practice. Go through the cleansing processes, etc. It's going to take a bit of time. Also broadcast it on this radio program about 6 months ago. You can go and look at the podcasts. A lot of information there to get yourself clean. Lester said, I think I'm a sinner and not near where I need to be. Lester, as with the other people, yes, you're absolutely spot on. That's the case. As I said to Missy, get the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close to Yah, put it into practice. Pam says, I don't think I'm worthy to be with him yet. Again, Pam, absolutely on the mark. And you can change that instantly by praying the right prayers. You don't have to go through a massive process to start changing where you are and you're standing with him. He will be overjoyed if you decide to become his friend. Also, regarding the commentary on the UK blessing, it's vital to realize that a believer has a spiritual connection with Yah, so that even though they speak of the Lord, they're directing their worship to Yah. So I said to you, 20% of the 65 or so people who were singing had a relationship with Father. Their praise went to Father. The remaining 80%, an unbeliever has no such connection. So when they worship the Lord, that's T-H-E, Lord in capital letters, they're worshipping the demonic mastermind called the Lord and all his minions in the subordinate principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. And demons that belong to that hierarchy are resident on those singers and receive the worship and relay it and give a false counterfeit demonic anointing. Satan and his minions have gotten very good at getting high off the praise and worship they steal for Yah. For high, read orgasm. So if you do not have a relationship with Father, and you sing a song to Father, you may well have a supernatural experience, but it's demonic. Right, to return to the theme for today's broadcast, continuing the article that I was sharing with you last week, written in December 2017, The Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah, and we're talking now about wise stewards who are of some use to Father Yah, and with the same statistics as of December 25th, 2015, about 200,000 people on planet Earth. This is the first category of people who are of some use to Father. The wise stewards have received an infilling of the Spirit of Yah and have at some level treated it responsibly and done something useful with it. This is the first group that at some level gives Yah pleasure, albeit at a very limited level. They're using their gifts and talents at some measure responsibly. The people currently in this category are on average operating at about 5% of their potential. Folks, when I quote these statistics, I'm not being ugly. If you look at Yeshua as the benchmark of 100% of potential, if you're not going around doing greater works than Yeshua did, you're not operating at potential. It's as simple as that. Next category of people in heaven, getting close to the thrones, good and faithful servants, people who are making a real effort to serve Yah. Only 5,000 people on the 25th of December 2015. These are the people who are making the religious institutions of the world function at some level. These people, together with a very small number of overcomers and friends, are the ones that are keeping the battle flowing on behalf of Father on Earth. They are, however, in serious error and deception, and therefore of limited effect. There are a similar number of people who are actively serving Satan and keeping things moving on that front. The people currently in this category, that's the good and faithful servants, are on average operating at about 10% of their potential. These are the prayer warriors, the faithful servants in churches, mosques, and synagogues, etc. Father desires the number of these people to increase massively. Folks, I really want you to get this. We are so misled about religion and relationship with Father. 5,000 people of the entire 7 or 8 billion people on Earth who are starting to make some vague effort to help Father. It's shocking. Really ask you to think about it. You can change that. You can become a good and faithful servant. You can become an overcomer. You can become a friend. I encourage you to go for it. Then we get to the overcomers, those who will sit on thrones for eternity if they endure. 25th of December 2015, only 20 people. The overcomers are those who have made a material impact on the kingdom of darkness, and they are working hard to serve Yah, although at present they're in serious error. There are very few of these people in the world today, and they are mostly overcoming at a very basic level. The people currently in this category are operating at about 20% of their potential. Father again desires the number of these people to increase massively. Folks, these are people who are making an effort. They're fasting, they're praying. Their prayers may not be of much effect because they're praying in error. They're fasting for the wrong things. They are not considering the possibility that they're not nearly as close to Father as they think they are. They're not considering the possibility that they're in error. They're using Jesus, God, the Lord, Allah, Hashem. They're in serious deception, folks. So they're of very limited value to Yah. And I really encourage you to get this. You can, starting today, very quickly move up to becoming an overcomer. Decide to conquer sin in your life. Decide to conquer error in your life. put in practice everything that I've taught about on this radio program for the last year and three quarters, you will very quickly get close to Father. He wants you to get close to Him. He's extremely lonely. I don't know whether you can comprehend that. Father Yah created us so that we could all be His friends, and there are virtually no friends. Please help to change that. So then we get to friends, those who are in deep personal relationship with Yah. On the 25th of December 2015, there was one. Shortly after that, there were two. One of them dropped away, and there's now only one. Friends are people who have laid down their lives to such an extent that they have paid a huge price to serve Father. They have actively sought to come into all truth. They have actively worked for many years to seek to know Father intimately, to get to hear Him clearly, to become His trusted confidants and friends. There's only one person on earth in this category at present, and they are not operating at close to their full potential. Friend is not a title that one appropriates to oneself. It is a designation that Father assigns once a certain standard of self-sacrifice and alignment with Yah has been achieved. Friends are the ones who will turn the contest around and give Yah victory. Important to understand, Yah can be your friend. Yah chooses to be friendly to those who believe in Him. The fact that He's your friend doesn't make you His friend. You've got to do some serious work to get to a point where He calls you friend, and you can't appropriate that name, that title. He has to tell you, and you have to get it to a point where you can hear Him clearly, for Him to say, so-and-so, you are now my friend. Thank you so much. Or however He chooses to articulate that. It's powerful, folks. If you really want to get to a place where you are highly acclaimed in heaven when you get there, this is what you should be aiming for. And it's totally doable. Get the article, 7 Components of Drawing Close to Yah, and put it into practice. Continuing with friends, there's an article recognizing a friend of Yah on the website. I'll try and incorporate that into next week's broadcast. What are your options? As you listen to this, you have the option to seek to become a friend. The only thing preventing you from becoming a friend is you. If you decide today to seek to become a friend of Yah and set yourself on the journey, praying the necessary prayers, making the necessary adjustments in your priorities and the way you lead your life, you can become a friend. It will take you some years to get there, but if you are resolute and determined, you have every opportunity to reach that level, and Father will do all He can to help you. For guidance on this journey, see the articles on the website, The Creator Desires Deep Relationship with You, and 7 Components in Growing Close to Yah, both near the bottom of the main menu of the website. If you apply all that is taught in both of those articles, you will certainly progress deeply in relationship with Yah. Once you have read the above, read the ebook, Where Will You Spend Eternity? For more information on what is required to qualify for a high throne. You may listen to this and, like several of the people who responded after last week's broadcast, they will, I feel I'm unclean, I don't think I'm close to Father, etc. Folks, you're only one decision away from changing that. I'll pray with you towards the end of this program. If you start praying the relevant and appropriate prayers and doing the relevant things, you can change that very rapidly. So in conclusion, if you do not aspire to become a friend and sit on a high throne because you're not that committed or not able or willing to make the sacrifices required, it is available to you to progress to any of the more junior ranks of esteem. That is, wise steward, good and faithful servant, or overcomer. I challenge you and invite you to choose today to cease being complacent and deal with what you need to deal with in order to draw much closer to Father. It may seem like hard work in this life, because it is, but the reward is well worth it, and you will have eternity to enjoy the benefits of your spiritual labors should you take up the challenge. So you may say, well, becoming a friend is too much like hard work. Well, go for a wise steward, go for a good and faithful servant, go for an overcomer. But really and truly, if you really understand the prestige, the glory that you will have if you die as a friend, you might just find that you've got it in you to do what it takes to get there. And one of the things you have to do to get there is to get your thinking aligned with yours thinking. Stop finding excuses not to keep the commandments. Just keep the commandments scrupulously, accurately, decisively. Not that difficult. You'll have most of the sin issues dealt with if you keep the Ten Commandments. It's really not that difficult. It just requires some grit and determination. Going on to another article, also published in December 2017. Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah, Elaboration. So that's extending the article that we've just been looking through. This is taken from a reprint of an article first published also on the 25th of December 2015, but which is every bit as relevant today. The previous article, The Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah on Earth Today, summarized the distribution of believers and unbelievers on the earth today, as indicated by the graphic on the website. This whole series on demographics is also a main menu item on the website. Flowing from this diagram, a number of further points require elaboration. First of all, true belief is on the point of dying out. Given that true belief, faith, is only maintained at some level by the good and faithful servants, overcomers, and friends, and there are only around 5,021 of these on the entire planet, and that nearly all of them are weak and ineffectual at a deep spiritual level, it is apparent that true faith is rapidly approaching the point of extinction. Father says that unless the slide is averted, that within 100 years there will not be any true believers of material effectiveness left on earth. And if this point is reached, it is very unlikely that Father will win the contest in 3003. This broadcast therefore recognizes that we live in desperate times and seeks to focus the attention of readers on what is necessary to turn the tide of looming collapse. Folks, I hope I got your attention with that. Right now, there's somewhere around just over 5,000 people on the entire planet who are of any material use to Father. Are you one of those? And if you're not, what are you going to do to change it? There's hardly anybody teaching truth. Even the people who are looking for truth can't find it. What are you going to do? It's there for you. It will be tragic if in 100 years' time there is nobody left who actually has a relationship with Father and nobody left to teach people to seek a relationship with Father. Last year I published a set of 15 books. I've distributed those copies around the world in the hope that even if something happens to me, those teachings will at some level go forward into the future and be a resource for people who come after me. I'm here to help you. I want to help you. Just drop me an email. We can connect on phone or Zoom, email, however. And I will help you in whatever way I can to draw closer to Father, to become a friend. It means so much to him. It's such a blessing to him when somebody makes a quality decision to serve him. I encourage you to go for it. Continuing with the demographics elaborated, most true believers and unbelieving believers are women. Yah says that most of the true believers and even most of the weak people and unbelieving unbelievers are women. Looking at the good and faithful servants, there are about 10 times as many women as men. Looking at the wise stewards, there are about 7 times as many women as men. Looking at the adulterous wives, there are about 3 times as many women as men. Looking at the foolish virgins, there's 4 times as many women as men. In the outer darkness, there's twice as many women as men. And amongst the believing unbelievers, there's 3 times as many women as men. The ones that really matter are the good and faithful servants and the wise stewards. So 10 and 7, and since there are only a few good and faithful servants, it means there's just over 7 women to men amongst those that are having some impact to Father. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. If you are a man and you have some hang-up about women, and you somehow think that men are superior and that women are weak and ineffectual, I would urge you to rethink that. You could get a nasty shock if you get into heaven and find that in your hierarchy of control, you're reporting to a hierarchy of women. Be some serious repenting there. If you treat women badly, know that you are on the wrong side of Yah. Continuing with this subject, many of the stronger believers are joined to unsuitable spouses. Many of the stronger true believers, that is the good and faithful servants, wise stewards and overcomers, are joined sexually, i.e. married, to weak believers or unbelievers, and this greatly blunts their impact. As discussed in the article, will Yah agree to you divorcing your unbelieving spouse? No, he will expect you to divorce. Yah expects believers in such unions to divorce and separate themselves to his service. This may seem harsh, but it is extremely unpleasant for Yah, whose spirit dwells relatively intensely in these relatively strong believers, to be constantly exposed spiritually to the weak believers or unbelievers that these stronger believers are joined to. Such unions also largely blunt and make of little or no effect the ministry of those stronger ones. You may say, we've been together for years, I love her, I love him. That may be. Who do you love more? Your unbelieving spouse or Yah? Think about it. His spirit dwells in you. Every time you're one with the spouse, you're one with Yah. So that makes Yah one with the unbeliever. It's a horrible experience for him, and you put him through it day in and day out, and then you ask whether it would be acceptable to divorce, and you go to the unbelieving church, and the unbelieving church tells you that God hates divorce, and no, you can't get divorced. Nonsense. He wants you to get divorced. He wants you to serve him. He wants you either joined to somebody who is as strong as you are, or he wants you to stay single. If you are one who is seeking to be close to Yah, and you are joined to one who is an unbeliever, I strongly advise you to divorce as soon as possible. If you are a woman, accept that it is highly unlikely that you will find a suitable believing man, and adjust your thinking to live as a single woman with Yah as your husband, covering and provider. Consider teaming up with a number of other women to form a close covenant-based community where you can grow, nurture the anointing, and make an impact. If you're a man married to an unbelieving woman, divorce immediately and seek Yah to guide you to a suitable woman who will strengthen you and help you to draw closer to Yah. Men are a scarce resource, and for this reason, it is vital that they marry wisely, guided by Yah. Folks, it's so important that we align our thinking with what's important to Yah. Yah wants us to forsake anything and everything that is getting in the way of us having a close relationship with Him, anything and everything that is getting in the way of us getting closer to Him, anything and everything that's getting in the way of us serving Him, getting in the way of us becoming His friends, getting in the way of leading others to become His friends. My desire is that by the end of the millennium, in about 3003, that there will be millions of friends and billions of committed believers, that Yeshua will return in victory, that Yah's enemies will be made Yeshua's footstool. I urge you to embrace that vision with me. If you are married to a weak believer, then share your desire to become much stronger with them and ask them to walk the road with you. If they refuse, whether in word or deed, divorce them. I understand that the above may seem harsh, but the reality is that if you aspire to a position of real esteem with Yah, you need to adjust your life accordingly. And that means you are not held back by an unbelieving or weak spouse. In particular, recognize that if you have been walking with Yah for some time and your spouse is not aligned with you, that this will get in the way of your relationship with Father. Further, I submit for your consideration that it is more important what Yah thinks of your marriage situation than what you prefer. So consult Him, ask for guidance, and act. You don't have to figure this out on your own. Get on your knees, pray the prayer I'm going to pray with you a little later. Ask Father to guide you. Focus on getting to hear Him. Do whatever you can to help your spouse catch up with you. But some people see this as important, and most people don't. And if you're married to somebody who doesn't see it as important, then as far as Yah is concerned, they're not important. Yes, you may love them deeply. You'll get over it. Nothing is more important than serving Yah faithfully to the end. You're going to feel really bad if you get to heaven one day and you're right out there on the fringes because you let your spouse hold you back. Another key factor, the core religious truths are all upheld by Shemite peoples. And considering the statistics we've been talking about, it is important to recognize that the core religious truths of the three core monotheistic religions, being Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, all of which attempt to worship Yah, albeit in a weak and corrupt way, are maintained by blood descendants of Shem, the eldest son of Noah, and more specifically through the bloodline of Abraham, and through him to Isaac and Ishmael, and from Isaac through Yaakov, Israel. There are members of these bloodlines within the Japhethite, Far East Asian peoples, and Hamite, African, and certain other peoples. But the essence of these three core religions has been maintained by Shemite people. Christianity has been preserved by the European peoples who are descended from the 10 tribes that went into exile from the northern kingdom of Israel, primarily in Western Europe, Russia, etc., also the North American Indians and the Asian Indians and related people. Folks, it's important to understand. I'm connected with a large number of people on LinkedIn, for example. And if you look at the photographs of the people that I'm connected with, you can clearly see the three bloodlines, the Shemites, the Hamites, and the Japhethites. It's important to understand a lot of things that are going on in the world today. That's not for this particular broadcast. Islam has been preserved by the Arabic peoples descended from Ishmael. Judaism has been preserved primarily by the people of the southern kingdom of Israel, that is Judah or Yehuda, which is the Jews. These are the three groupings that between them have upheld the truth of Yah to a fair degree, and it is vital that in this age where true believers are at risk of dying out, the major initiatives to reach Japheth and Ham, other than supporting believers in those demographic components, will have to take second place to strengthening the core before it is eliminated. Once the core is strong and walking in truth and above sin, they will then be in a position to assist us. It's important to note that at the time of writing, the overcomer who was second closest to Yah was a Muslim cleric in Tehran, and the person who was third closest to Yah was a Jewish rabbi in Jerusalem. The distribution of true belief is across all three main religions that are attempting to serve Yah. Important to understand, there has been crossbreeding. So men of Shemite men from all over the world have engaged in sexual intercourse with women from the Japheth and Ham dispensations and fathered children. So you get people in Far East Asia who are, to all intents and purposes, people, Far East Asian people, but they have a Shemite bloodline. You get people in Africa who, from their appearance, are Hamite people, but they have a Shemite bloodline. And so you find people who are serving Yah throughout the world because of their bloodlines, because of their inheritance, because of the blessings that have been passed down through the generations. The blessings of Yah go to 1,000 generations. The curses also go a long way. So one of the reasons why some people do very well and others don't is because of these bloodline curses and blessings. Further point, the 5,020 strongest believers are all in great error and very weak and ineffectual. Taking note of the points raised in the articles, recognizing a friend of Yah, about real service to the Almighty in this age, what really matters, some critical questions for believers at this time, and the prayers in the articles seeking truth, it becomes apparent that almost all of the 5,020 strongest believers are in great error and very weak and ineffectual. Each of the major monotheistic religions has major errors as evidenced by the division between them, and each needs to learn from the other. See the article Seek Truth, Not Error for some key principles on the main menu. Unless a significant number of these 5,020 people recognize their desperately weak and corrupt state and turn to the Father for teaching, the future of true faith is very shaky. Only outreach to the 5,020 is of real value to Yah at this time. I want to speak to you about your relationship with Father. Where are you? In closing, I would like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I'm going to pray, and I encourage you to pray with me. Father Yah, I have now realized that I am not where you want me to be. I choose today to seek to become your friend. I choose today to lay down my life. I choose today to do the fasts I need to do, pray the prayers I need to pray, and do everything possible to draw close to you. I ask you to lead me to the material I need to help me grow close to you. I ask you to lead me to the people I need to meet and keep the people you and take the people you don't want in my life out. I ask you to open the doors you want open in my life and close the doors you want closed. I ask you to teach me to pray. I ask you to teach me what it means to serve you truly in every area of my life. Help me to make a difference. Help me to overcome my sin. Help me to get to a place where I'm free of sin. Help me to get to a place where I know you deeply. Help me to get to a place where I have deep experience of you, where I feel you, where I hear you. Clean out my ears. Help me to hear you. Help me to hear only what you want me to hear. See only what you want me to see. Think only what you want me to think. Speak only that which you want me to speak. Write in covenant only that which you want me to write in covenant. And walk only where you want me to walk. Father, I choose to become your friend. Help me in my journey. Amen. Five documents that are really important in the context of my message. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship, songs that are strongly recommended. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? What is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity? All of this available on the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at http://relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, one word. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, this is so important. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your race, your religion, your age, your gender, your level of education, your financial circumstances, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes, the color of your skin. It's not material. Father wants you, to become his friend. That's what we were created for, folks. The only reason this universe exists, the only reason the solar system exists, the only reason this planet exists, the only reason you exist is to become a friend of the Almighty and do things together with Him. Be His friend, talk to Him, keep Him company, invent things with Him, create things with Him, do things with Him. I encourage you to go for it, starting right now. Good night. Father, I